I didn't talk to him, so
but
obviously
just general,
it didn't distract me.
Not, you don't think it's going to throw you guys off course at all?
I mean, I think it's probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes to each person time. So for a big situation like this, I don't think it's too much. I don't think it's like, you know, one guy getting interviewed for 2 hours. So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's that bad. I think, you know, 10 minutes won't hurt anybody. So just get it over with, put it behind us, and, you know, hopefully we won't have to come back to it again.
Have you seen anybody pulled out of a meeting? Have you seen anybody pulled out of a meeting?
Oh, no, no. Just on free time so far. But I haven't seen them all day. I only seen them like one time. So I haven't seen anybody get pulled out of meetings.
Mike, you've been in the league.
Another round of reports coming out today from unnamed sources. You know, how frustrating is that to know that someone in this building is just sort of leaking stories and adding to it?
It's bad, man, just because I don't even know where they're getting the stories from. I don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, they're just keeping it going. It's a situation that I think could be resolved a lot easier than it is when people just, you know, a lot of unnamed sources. So if they're not really going to say who they are or this or that, they're probably not even credible. So I don't know. Me personally, I'm past that. I've been past this for like 2 weeks now. So I'm so sick of hearing about this. It's not draining us or anything, but it's just like the same stuff over and over. You get tired of hearing it. So it is what it is, though.
On the whole, how has the season been for you?
It's all right. Yeah. It's okay.
Okay. It could be better.
A lot better.
Why so?
I got one touchdown.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. We just got to make plays.
Do you think missing a lot of preseason?
No. No. Not at all.
With your speech, should Ryan try to overthrow you and let you just catch up with the ball, maybe? As simplistic as that sounds?
Maybe.
What's harder, keeping quiet about Ted Wells or keeping quiet about what you want this offense to do through you?
I honestly don't even know who Ted Wells is, so... I don't really have to keep quiet about him. And the offense, we just play football, try to win football games.
Mike, earlier you said you were frustrated with yourself in terms of...
today? Earlier.
Not earlier today. I mean, earlier in the season you said you were frustrated with yourself. But now, is the frustration more about the chemistry between you and Ryan?
Nope, I'm not frustrated. I'm fine. Just trying to win football games.
Are you surprised it's not where you thought it might be at this point? The chemistry between you guys, maybe the ability to just know where to place the ball and
a little bit.
What can you do to? I mean, you guys don't do a pregame routine. Do you work afterwards, after practice, in terms of developing that sort of chemistry or?
Sometimes, but we do a lot of plays in practice. So, we do a couple sometimes, but I think the ones in practice is more than enough.
Mike, what needs to happen for you to be more productive in this offense?
I don't know. I need to make some plays, obviously. You know, that's the only way to be productive is to make plays. So, got to make more plays.
Do you think you yourself need to just fight for the ball more, perhaps, go forward and be more aggressive, or are you okay with that part of your game?
Maybe.
Do you feel like you're being pushed outside of your comfort zone here in Miami?
No, not really.
Do you think you could push yourself on that?
Could push myself? I'll push myself every day, man. I don't need to push myself no more.
Mike, facing a Carolina team that can put up some points, is this going to be one of those games where you guys may have to score a lot more than what you guys
have? Yeah, I think we just need to continue to drive the way we were last game. Just don't stall. Try to have long drives, keep the ball out of their hands as much as possible. They have a hot team, hot quarterback. You know, they have some good playmakers, so we have to keep the ball out of their hands as much as possible.
All right, one or two more?
In terms of the sustained drives, what would you say you guys are doing well offensively?
Just making plays on downs like 2nd and 10, 3rd and 5. You have to be able to convert those just to keep drives going. So just making plays when we need to, giving ourselves manageable third downs. You know, not getting too far behind the chains. When you do that, it's going to be hard to make first downs. But, you know, as long as we get – good games on 1st and 2nd down, give ourselves a good shot on 3rd down. I think that's when we're a lot better.
Mike, have Sherman. You noticed defense is playing you any differently since maybe the ball hasn't been coming your way as often as they might have previously done?
Sometimes you get man-to-man, but If you win a couple times, you know, they'll change the defense up a little bit, even if you don't catch the ball.
Mike Sherman raved about the game you had on Sunday. Can you be satisfied with the way you're playing if you're not getting in the end zone, or is that mandatory?
He raved about the game I had?
Yeah, he said you had a terrific game.
I had 39 yards.
I'm asking, can you be satisfied with the way you're playing if you're not getting in the end zone? That's got to happen.
Not at all. Yeah, definitely.
Touchdowns are what you're about.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're not raving about that game?
Not at all.